Welcome to the March 2023 issue of Deep Times Journal. For this issue of Deep Times, the editorial team decided to have open theme. Yet, like in previous issues for which we didn't have themes, a theme emerged from the submissions. Guess what? It's emergence. Emergence seems to be in the air these days as we humans grapple with ever more challenging crises. Climate disruption, pollution of air, water, and soil, racism, oppression, and caste systems, financial, economic inequality and breakdown, species extinction, and so much more. We obviously can't resolve these crises with our current worldviews and institutions, so we must look beyond the known to what is trying to emerge from the living system of Earth. That's how living systems evolve, through creative and unpredictable emergence. Recently, my spouse and I were reflecting on the words emergence and emergency. It occurred to us that an emergency is when something emerges so quickly and or so unexpectedly that we don't know how to respond. We have to rely on our instincts and intuition in such moments, and we may be surprised at what emerges from within. Can we learn to tune into what is emerging and what is trying to emerge, as frightening and unfamiliar as it may be? Can we open ourselves to mystery and make ourselves available to support healthy emergence? Many of the practices of the work that reconnects help people do just that, often through the exercise of what Joanna calls our moral imagination. Even though the poems and articles in this issue may not speak directly to emergence as a theme, they have all emerged from the creative life of the authors in response to the themes, concepts, and practices of the work that reconnects. The Spiral begins with gratitude, with poems by Kent Wittenberg and Patricia Samper, celebrating trees and gardens. And Rebecca Seelove describes how she sees our editorial team working with emergent strategies in our meetings. In honoring our pain for the world, Leo Murray offers a dirge for the ocean. Michael Wellman shares his understanding of the necessity of grieving that came through his graduate work and dissertation. Kirsi Jansa eloquently describes her process in honoring her pain for the world, followed by Will Falk's poem, Gaia's Got a Lot to Do. Three poems by Andrea Bradney, Sophia Hyatt, and Danielle Vogel invite us to see with new and ancient eyes. Jessica Zeller challenges us to expand the boundaries of our identity. And Peggy Ayers shares her truth tales of immersive experiences in nature. Our Going Forth section shows how the work that reconnects can inspire and support climate activism by Kirsty Herron and Tom Deacon, sustainability researchers and academia by Eileen Laurie, and musical expression by Linda Chase. Poems by Cheryl Pallant and Susie Moser grace this theme as well. Michael Wellman explores identity and community in Evolving Edge. Resources include a review of a new book by Deborah Eden Tull and short reviews of books and magazines in our editorials or reading, our editors are reading. The network section features news of a Gaian gathering, new website, and new weavers. The editorial team put out a word for words that reconnect, which Valia Papusaki is now collating for our September issue. This is an invitation to co-create, reimagine, and reinterpret as well as re-embrace an emergent or latent vocabulary for a deeper sense of connection that reflects our current times and the need for socio-economic, cultural, and environmental change. A vocabulary that also reflects the diverse contexts in which the WTR, Work That Reconnects, is now being practiced. Valya has already received over a dozen emergent words and would like more. Send us your choice of 1 to 3 words that reconnect, up to 100 words describing what this word means to you and how you could use it. Send it to deeptimes@workthatreconnects.org. May we support one another as we grapple with the great unraveling and work for the great turning, knowing that we can neither predict nor control what will emerge from the creative interactions of the living systems of Earth.